Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Have you ever gone postal, Bierman?
Yes. All the time, of course.
You grew up with a postal.
Yeah,
like
we both
father,
did.
Right?
We both did.
Was he, that's true.
I said, the book we wrote, I said we should, if we come up with part two, I said it should be My Father Was a Mailman. That should be the name of it.
That says a lot,
he
right
informed
there.
Us.
Right.
Informed us.
Kind of sets the tone. They go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
World
really?
War II veteran and fucking mailman.
But he was a legit mail carrier, right?
Yeah.
See, my old man worked in the traffic division of the post office, like at the facility where the trucks went in and out.
The South Station?
Yeah.
Yeah, my old man worked there towards the end.
They might have had him doing mail and stuff. He was a man capable of going postal in the sense we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That's probably why they put him outside with a vest by himself.
Did he go postal when he was working, though?
He used to wait till he got home and went postal in the family.
He never went postal at work?
I think probably he did, but we were so young back then. I think he got reassigned for
yeah. Because my old man had a lot of shit
issues
that I heard about, not from him.
Like right,
he was strangling a supervisor, had to get pulled off him. He was a female supervisor followed him into the bathroom, and he fucking physically pushed her out, calling her a cunt.
Nice.
He was at the vanguard of the postal movement.
Some guy called him a fucking whopper guinea in traffic.
That did it.
He got out of the car and fucking belted the guy.
Yeah, so he was on the edge.
These are like three of the things off the top of my head I heard about.
Right.
And not from him that he did at work.
But how about this this run of postal workers fucking killing people? Remember years ago? It doesn't happen as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. But it like I was interested when I did the research for the episode. It comes from this guy in 1986 that fucking he killed 14 people.
He set the tone.
High
bar.
Gave everybody a bad name.
He really did. But then there were a couple of smaller ones.
Yeah, those are like four,
together.
Five, six.
Yeah, for postal, right?
Yep.
This happened like a couple of years ago. Someone killed someone in postal.
Yeah,
right?
Giving them a bad name.
Well, you know what I hear? And I hear from a lot of people I know that work in the post office that worked years ago, and they've worked up until now, or they used to work years ago and they stopped, or they're new. The supervisors, from what I hear, are horrible. That they're under like
they
a microscope.
Them? Sometimes they do, right?
Yeah, they're like under a microscope.
So here's the deal. Are the people that get these jobs in SNAP, are these the only jobs they can get? They're already predestined to be a fuck up and act weird and go nuts? Or does the environment make them go over the top? Or is it a combination?
It depends on, like, I mean, I'm sure if you're going to school or studying to take an exam for something, you know what I mean? You're invested in it.
Yeah.
You're invested in right. being a postal worker. And that's your, if you're serious about your career, your job is your whole fucking
world.
And
not to put anybody down, I mean, a lot of people who work at the post office aren't college educated.
No.
Right? A lot of them are veterans.
It's a good everyman
kind of
job.
Like, you know, they're gruff and tumble people.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, you know, they're not like white collar.
Yeah,
which I'm not. You know, I'm a fucking blue collar guy.
I could never be a postal worker.
No, and I think I took the exam and was going to try to get on and do it in the summer. I never actually
take it.
My old man was originally, he took the, he got out of the service. He went to school on the GI Bill, and he took the postal exam, the firefighter's exam, the police exam.
Yeah, the big three.
Yeah, postal came up first, and that's what he took. That's
bus driver, whatever fucking call they would have done. No, a lot of guys did that back in the day.
Yeah, so
I took the test for the T years ago, the MT. Me and my brother, side by side, he got hired, worked there for 25 years. They didn't hire me because one of the questions, I think I self-sabotaged. If you saw people in the crosswalk, you would A, slow down, B, mow them down. I swear to God. I don't know if it was that extreme, but I picked a couple of answers that were fucking dubious.
They may ask you, like, do you smoke marijuana daily or something?
You go, fuck yeah. I think I wanted to not be hired deep down. Yeah. But then on the other part of me going, I took the test. I'm trying to get a job.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to get a job.
Thank God you weren't. You wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I wouldn't be fucking here. Yeah.
No shit.
I had my illustrious fucking career.
If you were a lifer mailman.
I got a mailman up near where I live. The fucking the mailbox is out on the street. You got to drive up. They're 10 feet apart. He literally does 80 miles an hour in between slams on the fucking brakes. You can hear him coming a mile away. He leaves one mailbox from me to Utah's. He'll go fucking 80, then hit the fucking brakes. His head hits the fucking windshield all day.
I go, this guy,
what the
don't
fuck
care.
Is he doing?
Yeah, no, he don't give a shit.
It makes no sense to me.
Plus, probably getting bored.
And he's a guy. I look at these guys. You see him in the Jeep. He looks a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they get done with their route, they might have a hiding place.
Yeah, that's what they used to say, right? Finish your route early, you can leave.
Nowadays, you can't do it.
No, they crack down.
Yeah, they crack down big time. But although...
You got to go back to the house.
My old man didn't give a shit. Towards the end, like the last 5 years, I'd be in downtown crossing. I'd see him walking around with a cigar. I'm like, Dad, you work in Brooklyn. What are you doing here?
Yeah,
I'm all done. I'm going to play cards in the north end of... Whatever, you know?
Fuck. I used to hate giving the postman a fucking present. In Somerville, we had to give him a little something. In the mailbox. There. Fuck that.
Well, if it's a nice guy, you want to give him something, right?
Guy installed him. A guy named Larry. We liked him. We had him for 20 years. Yeah. He was cool. I used to give him a gift. These new people in the Jeep, they get shit.
Oh, yeah. They get nothing.
I don't know if it's the same guy. Yeah. Although I can hear this guy with a herky-jerky guy.
A little thing of fudge or something.
Throw some fudge.
You give him a Whitman sampler. You know, like 5 pieces. The most smallest fucking box going. Cheapest one going.
It's only one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a. I mean, I have a mailbox where I live now, but I don't use it. I get everything delivered to a P.O. box.
Oh yeah.
So smart. I take care of them because I'm always shipping packages, getting packages or whatever. So I give them like. Two or three people there, like
sketchy behavior.
Give them like $50 gift cards.
That's
or whatever.
Good.
Yeah, you know,
be a man knows how to play it. Keep them fucking people close to him.
I never do anything like
that. Would have been a sucky job. Speaking of the early form of mailman, the Pony Express.
Ah,
that fucking blows.
It's like fucking.
How much
so-
it costs us to have a letter go from fucking Oregon to Chicago?
Yeah, no
what
shit.
What the fuck kind of job was that?
Can it was 50 that? Cents, and it took the guy fucking 10 days on
so,
horseback.
So is that before the train?
Yeah.
They had that?
Yeah.
They have it during the train,
well, concurrently,
too?
Probably before and even during, because the train wasn't everywhere.
Yeah.
Or even if it got off the train, they'd throw it on a fucking Pony Express guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be the thing. They'd be going by with the train, throw it on the sack and hang on the pole, right?
In the fucking movies, you see the guy, the fucking horse comes into town. The guy slumped over with fucking arrows in his back. The sack of mail fucking gone.
Oh, yeah, just so you could get your fucking shitty letter from fucking Aunt Judy.
I gotta tell you, the best deal in the world, what's the stamp cost?
It really is the best deal in the world,
what
right?
What does a stamp cost now?
Fucking 50? I don't even know.
Right, so you can send a letter from here to fucking Hawaii for half a buck.
Fucking $20, it's worth
it.
Oh, yeah.
For example, if I said to you, see this paper? Bring this to fucking New Hampshire tonight. I'll give you $10. You go, get the fuck out of here, right? It's the best deal going.
Yeah.
It really
gets there. I mean, it gets to New Hampshire in 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
But that Pony Express, I've always been amazed by that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? The time the person gets the letter, you go, you got a letter from your uncle? Oh, great. He died 3 years ago, though.
Yeah, right.
You just got the fucking letter now, though.
Yeah. All the letters get lost if guys get killed by Indians and shit.
At least they knew how to write letters back then. You wouldn't go, how's it going, K?
Yeah.
Like texting.
Yeah.
Dearest be a man. It is fourth night with that I have been without thee in your fucking scent.
I have been longing your musk.
Yeah. My vag weeps with fucking anticipation for you.
My quivering mound of love pudding.
In your absence, I do declare that I have taken up with fucking Mrs. Smith down the road. He's been boning me
they're
in
all
your
fucking,
absentee.
Yeah, because they're all whores.
After all, we thought you
every
were killed
single one
in
of
the war.
Fucking whores. They're all about themselves.
If I'd known you were coming back, we would not have done it. But now that I know you're back, I recant, dearest, to be a man.
Typical and expected.
Be a man's a fucking anti-woman.
Hey, I just know how they are.
You know. Yeah. They can't fucking fool you.
No.
You fucking know them inside out.
That's why I like the foreign girls, because there's less arguable.
There's no talking.
No.
Nothing to talk about.
There's very less arguable. Food, you want to eat? Yeah, they know that. Yeah. You know, boom, boom, yeah, okay.
Do you get packages discreetly delivered to your home? Like something that,
like,
you know... That,
like
you know,
sex pills or something?
Pills or fucking devices to jerk off with?
I have before. I'm trying to think what it was, but I know that they're all very discreet.
I tell the people, I go, don't worry about it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And don't worry, sir. It comes in very discreet packaging. I don't give a fuck what it comes in. Just send it to me. I don't care. If I want the neighbors to see that I get this.
Yeah, leave the ebony thumper in the fucking plastic bag. Yeah,
they'll send it like in a white envelope. Yeah. But, you know.
Right.
Well, now they usually black is the is the sex stuff.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody knows, even though they don't know, they go, that's something.
I know someone that gets some sex pills and put it online.
Like Viagra?
Well, yeah, it's called...
That's so benign.
I think it's called like Friday or something.
Really?
Friday. It's like a something like that, and it's in a came in a regular white envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my shit black. Delivered right to the fucking house.
What do you get? You get
Viagra, fucking dick injectors, fucking penis pump. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to see it.
And it's always
it's just a mailman's going to see it. Yeah, anyways.
I am, though. Stuck at the post office for a few days and then talk about it in the background.
That's why
care.
You won't tip the guy.
Yeah, you can't trust him, though.
And just picture he's out to dinner and he's like, yeah, this is this guy on my mail route that gets fucking strap-on dildos and dick pills delivered to his house fucking three times a week.
You know?
And he was on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Right. If I was a postman, right, and those fucking, you know how shit gets lost in the mail? What happened? Oh, lost in the mail. Go, just me? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Put a stamp on it, had a return address? How the fuck's it lost in the mail?
And not only
bullshit.
It's a great excuse,
isn't it?
And it's also
I mailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mailed that check. Did you get it?
It must have got lost in the mail. But you have two. You
is
have that
return
side.
Return receipt.
Well, yeah, you got to do that. That's the next step. See, now with that, you can't hide.
You have that side, and then you have the guilt trip side. The I guess my invitation was lost in the mail.
Jeez,
fight me while I say
fucking
invite,
postal geez. Service. Jesus, you didn't get the invitation in the mail?
No, I didn't.
So you had a party last week? Well, I sent you one. Bullshit.
Yeah, I know they're
that.
Not doing
I've
too
had
good
people
over there.
Tell me, legitimately, the classic. Oh, I put the check in the mail, and you know they're lying to you. We've all had that, right? So next time you get the person on the phone, go, how the fuck do you tell me with a straight face 2-3 times in a row, it's a month later, month and a half later, that you put it in the mail? I don't have it.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Do me a favor and start taking selfies of you putting the fucking letter in the mailbox so it's documented. Because
that's what they
shit.
Do a lot of people when they send valuable stuff.
They
film it. Of them putting the thing
nowadays,
in and going to the post office.
I bought a car from a guy in New York. I fucking took pictures of me getting the envelope. The next shot was me like this, and the next shot was going into the mailbox. I go, see?
Yeah.
Because he sent me the car before the fucking all the money got there.
Oh, okay.
I go, look. And I did it.
There you go.
It was proof.
Yeah. All above board.
Things, if you had things lost in the mail you've sent, and then you feel like an asshole and the people think you're lying.
You know what's weird? How about when you get the return letter back that looks like it's been in fucking Vietnam? It's all shredded. You go, what the fuck happened to this guy?
How about you get the return letter back? It says bad address and it's the right address and the fucking post office just fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
It fucking happens.
Fucking return to send.
I got one recently that was a fucking, it was a fucking rent check. I paid the fucking $23 to overnight the fucking thing. And the thing was lost for fucking a whole month.
Fucking lost. Are they out looking for it? How many people are out looking for my letter? I want the whole postal service finding that fucking letter. I sent $10 to my aunt.
I sent some weed to people. I send drugs in the mail all the time to people.
I've sent shit in the mail.
People... In different states, they can't, pots
send
illegal.
Them a Klonopin, a Xanax, a pot, whatever.
Yeah, send them an ounce or whatever.
Crack. If I were the post office, I would definitely be stealing.
Oh, yeah.
But what about if the government got their hands on the pot and there's an investigation going on right now?
They'll pinch you and then they'll sell it to their friends on the black market.
Yeah, I go in with sunglasses because they don't record you when they're
like
going.
Like the fucking Unabomber.
I go in with sunglasses and I wear
you
a mask.
You have the hood on, too?
And I wear a mask. And
do
I
you?
And I pay cash, yeah, when I do that.
What kind of mask?
Don't
tell me it's
COVID,
to be a man mask.
The COVID mask.
Oh,
and I have my
B&B
shirt on. No, I go in, everything's covered up. I have a regular baseball hat down
You're
with sunglasses.
Smart, be a man.
And I pay cash and fucking, I have the
You
mask.
Know how to operate on the fucking lamb.
I'm a sneak.
I still do the mask at the grocery store so I don't have to do stopping chats with people I see.
Oh,
it's fucking,
good idea.
I don't care if people fucking walk by and they're like, look at this fucking, like, I don't give a shit.
You know, I've recently taken to, and the self-check is trying to add items to my bag, like I've been reading about online, how Walmart tried to do away with that and this and that. So I did it at CVS. I got those Metrix protein bars. I got like six of them at once. I scanned one and threw the rest in the bag.
I do.
The fucking scale knew there was a weight problem.
Oh,
they
did?
They read that the fucking thing was too heavy for one scale. They go, can you please remove the thing from the thing? I rang the fucking bell. The guy came up. I go, what the fuck? I scanned one. I dropped the rest of them in the fucking bag.
And then like they bring up the footage right in front of you.
I acted mad at him, though. I go, the fucking thing. You got to go on the attack.
Yeah.
But with X-ray vision, like the airports and all this shit, they can see in the fucking, at the post office what you got in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
They fucking see everything. If I'm a postal worker and I see the fuck, I'm stealing. Money, jewels, pot.
Well, yeah, there's been problems in the past about, you know, coins, like, silver, gold coins are shipped.
Fucking bullion.
Gift cards.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy floater.
You know, and it's just a lot of like.
Fucking gold bullion.
You can tell, like, if some old lady wrote a, fuck, hand wrote a Christmas card or something to a nephew or a birthday card, chances are there's fucking cash in there.
Cocksucker.
Yeah.
Every now and then, like a toll collector, you'll read a guy fucking stole fucking $340,000 of his 20 years of working at the toll booth, stealing $5, $6, $10 a day. Postal people, they've had some cases, too, where they've still stole shit. Pop up in the Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah,
You remember the days of getting an envelope and there'd be money in it?
Yeah.
Man.
I still send money in the mail. I've sent hundreds in the mail. I fold it up with 2-3 pieces of white paper. Genius, right?
Yeah.
And I send
untraceable.
It. Yeah.
Because I want the recipient to be no fucking record of from whence it came.
Yeah, but you could do, if you want to spend $10 to prove you sent it and go in undercover. And you have a tracking number. You could do it like U.S. Priority.
Isn't it funny? I'm penny wise, dollar foolish. I'll blow $500 on crypto, lose it all. But for the extra protection for the letter, I'll go, fuck that. I just got a $10 fucking dollar cash.
Yeah, just in case,
that's a bunch of bullshit.
In case they say the letter didn't get there, you get the tracking number.
Be a man. Experience!
Back in the days, it was always like kind of like a common thing. Like the mailman was plowing somebody's wife.
Love that.
You always hear about that.
That's so exciting.
Do you think that happens now? Do you think that's happening now?
I think it probably does.
It's gotta happen somewhere, but not as much as it used to, right?
Yeah, but that, I mean, it seemed like it was a common thing, like in the 50s and 60s.
Or after hours. Like, I'll see you later on or whatever.
For example, they made a movie, The Postman Always Rings Twice.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an old movie, so it must have been happening.
It's been remade a couple of times.
Right. So if you're in a rural situation, right, you're some fucking wife, the husband's working in the fucking coal mine, you're sitting there like an idiot, no TV, nothing all day.
I know.
The fucking postman comes by with a fucking hard on.
Oh,
why not?
You're watching The Price is Right. You got nothing to do. Fucking give me the hammer.
But if I knew of that in a case, I would be so fucking proud of that mailman. I go, really? You're pumping women on the route. God bless you, son of a bitch.
My old man said to Brad just to come on to him.
He would never tell us something.
No. So he never cheated on my mother. But I think
man to man now, do you think, I mean, I think my old man, he said the same thing, but I think he did step out.
Yeah.
I had no proof, but
after he was divorced, I know he banged someone on his route. And then she ended up killing us. I think I told the story. She ended up jumping off a building like in Brookline or something.
It's not his fault.
No. But obviously she's a little wacko, but
it's a good thing he broke it off with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes that happens. You have the crazy broads and the fucking, just the consistent pounding of like a good size fucking hammer is what essentially drives them over the edge.
Yeah, it changes their brain chemistry.
Yeah,
they're all fucked up. They become depressed out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because in those cases, they were a bank. I had 3 kids. All of a sudden, they became last year deeply depressed. So depressed, they killed themselves out of nowhere. How does that happen? Yeah, they were normal until yesterday.
But, I mean, not just the post office. Like, you hear of things like that happening at fucking all kinds of jobs.
Oh,
people flipping out and fucking killing their coworkers and fucking biting the bullet at the end.
Workplace violence.
I don't see me ever doing that. Even in my wildest imagination, I don't see you guys doing it.
No, because the job...
I just couldn't be bothered.
The job would never mean that much to me.
I don't care about anything that deeply.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're working for a big company, you get all kinds of shit going on.
Maybe. You lost your money.
Yeah. You know, there's like a lot of different circumstances that could lead to that.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Say like a blue-collar guy, because every now and then, again, on the Daily Mail, that's the best. Fucking head of company dives off hotel rooftop. Every fucking week you'll see that. Big executives. and they like to jump off buildings. Notice.
So somebody in the mail, someone in the mailroom is banging his wife.
Probably.
If I do it, be a man. I'm not jumping off a building.
No.
How would you do it?
I fucking jump in front of a train, probably.
That's
or
manly.
Or a bus.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, in Broken Arrow, the movie, when the fucking they fired the nuke at Travolta, and he looked at it and took it straight on, standing in front of a fucking Budliner with that face, looking like this, that'd be pretty cool. I can see you doing that.
I'd prefer a train over a bus because there's still the slim chance that you might survive a fucking bus right. accident.
There was a fucking thing, and did you see the video in New York City, like maybe 3 or 4 months ago? This woman get, she was a big woman too. She got taken out by a bus. Just taking the corner.
Yeah, oh, I did
you
see
that.
I did see that.
It was fucking like her leg was fucking
right,
and everything was dragged like all the guts and everything was dragged like 100 feet.
Yeah. What the right? fuck? I saw that.
It was like a fucking horror movie.
That's and so everyone's bad. Filming it. Everyone's filming it with their phone. Oh, look at this
fucking yeah. assholes. But then again, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I can't do nothing. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
But she got taken out because the guy took the corner.
You must fucking have awareness to not be in that position, though.
Yeah.
But she was standing on the sidewalk. And the
right,
guy
but you got to go like this. Okay, that's a big back. Bus. It's yeah. a tight turn. I got to back off 30 yards.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's not going to make it. You don't stand there going, my son thinks I'm a pain in the balls, my 13-year-old. I sound like the old timers. Listen, when you're standing at a corner, like Jesus, every fucking situation.
Yeah, but you know you got to teach him.
I know a guy that killed any circumstances.
Yeah.
See, a guy, I know a guy standing like that. The bus cut, he got killed.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Okay, next thing. Don't put your money near your mouth. I know a guy swallow a fucking penny.
He's dead.
Non-stop all day.
My brother used to swallow money and he fucking
did he? Shit it out.
He had to shoot out. My mother used to go through his shit.
Really?
I remember.
Nice. Say, hey, that's your allowance. Keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister's best friend, she used to help change my diapers, and she'll never live that down. She'd be like, we used to find so many colorful things in your shit.
Wow.
We used to find fucking nickels, dimes, really? every denomination. I was just fucking, I was down at quarters.
How about tough broads that work at the post office? Post
yeah.
office broad.
There's a couple type. I deal with. A couple fucking ham bones.
I've never seen a good one. I gotta be honest.
Who's one that was seen a bad I went out with this chick. Fast forward, like it was just like a short thing during the summer. But fast forward, like 2 years later, she's fucking delivering my mail. She was like the substitute on my route in Swampscott.
I don't like a sub mail, man.
Yeah,
but she changed the hours and everything.
She ended up like, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You know, it's like, ah, oh, fuck. You know, I was living with my soon to be. Future, who's now my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we hadn't gotten married yet, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fucked up is it that when you do get the substitute mail, man, I get your mail every day, say at 10, suddenly fucking Joey's fucking doing a sub, you get it at 3:30, that fucks me up. I'm bothered.
Say,
where's the other guy? He's off. Well, what the fuck? I want my mail at 10:30. You go, why? Where you got to go? I go, nowhere.
How far are you from the post office?
Couple of 2-3 miles. I don't go to the post. I go there at the last resort. I don't mail anything.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
The fucking mailbox.
Just if you wait till noon every day, just go. Your fucking mail's in the post office box.
That's true. I put the flag up in the box. That's how fucking old school it is.
That
means there's something there for you to take.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, fucko, pull over.
Yeah, yeah. You see the fucking flag sticking up, asshole? That means there's something there for you to fucking deliver. Deliver it for me, bitch. Yeah,
we have
delivering my shit for 25 cents.
A lot of mailmen to be a man fans.
That's all right.
Yeah,
they can take a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of mailmen be a man fans.
Say, how do you like delivering my shit for a quarter? How's that make you feel? Run this across the street, motherfucker.
And with all due respect,
I'm kidding.
It's a hard job. It's definitely a difficult job. Mm. It's a lot of shit that I would really fucking hate.
They make bank, though.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, is it really necessary to take a fucking exam to walk around and stuff fucking circulars
well,
in people's
sure,
things?
They want to make sure you can have half a brain and know what a number is instead of the basic stuff probably.
But you
right?
know, in reality, that doesn't even have to be mail anymore. We already get half the shit electronically.
No,
why is there any mail? Some days I go out there, there's fucking catalogs, and they're the size of a fucking book. Like Restoration Hardware. Ever see their catalogs?
Oh, yeah.
You go, what the fuck? It's supposed to cost $20.
They don't see those anymore.
We got one not too long ago. Yeah, it's quarterly now or whatever. No. But and then other catalogs, you go, jeez, they put a lot into this. It's all right in the fucking barrel.
For some reason. I don't get too many of those.
You don't get those?
Yeah,
no.
Because companies fucking realize that fucking right. people see but it I mean, and just the mailman, throw it right
they
in the
get
trash.
Like, I think they get 26 days vacation every year after they're there a while.
Yeah, they do all right.
That's over 5 weeks. I mean, then you get sick days, yeah. personal days, holidays.
Like you say, for a high school graduate type guy, that ain't a bad fucking gig. It
I
really
mean,
isn't.
You're probably working 10
you're
months.
You're solid. You're covered.
10 months out of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at... 9-10 months out of the year, you actually work.
Got enough to have a little fucking house in the burbs, maybe, with the wife. You know what's a lost art? Stamp licking.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they got the fucking self-adhesive.
Can you do that anymore?
No, I don't see people do it, but I can always remember my father had a big, fat, wide tongue. Watch him lick fucking stamps and be like this. He'd be going. ever see a person lick a stamp?
Yeah. It's gross.
Fucking gross. Especially they got a stack of them. They go, like 20 in a row. They're going,
well, this how about if you get like the sponge?
Yeah.
No, that was the next level up. Yeah. I go, look at that guy. He thinks he's fucking high tech with that sponge. I lick him.
See, I think the licking of the stamp, that's one thing. But the licking of the envelope, that's gross.
Oh, that was really gross.
That'll cut your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
If we get a paper cut from doing an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
Massive tongue exposure, both to the viewer and to your tongue getting cut up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lick the envelope.
I buy the self-sticker ones
and
now.
And then you peek at the corner and go, downhill.
But I get the self-sticker ones now, but I get the wrong kind.
At the dollar store.
I get the wrong kind. I got the ones you get a lick for the...
Oh, you got to lick
the
it.
Legal, yeah. And I got a little fucking cut like about a month ago.
If we get the fucking self-stickers and you feel it's not really good, so you give it a lick anyway?
Yeah, you lick them anyway.
You lick it when it's closed. You let me lick the outside now.
You try to lick, you lick it and it sticks
I'll
your
lick
fucking
the
tongue.
I'll lick the whole fucking envelope.
Yeah, envelopes, like, you would think that they would make, like, flavored ones or ones that didn't taste as bad.
What the fuck? And then I go,
how is that never a thing?
Why would you spend more than a dollar for an envelope? Isn't an envelope an envelope?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got to get the $12 envelopes or wherever Staples. Oh, I go to the fucking dollar store for an envelope.
Exactly. It's a ripoff.
I use 5 envelopes a year. What do I give a fuck? Yeah. I don't need an envelope.
Right. I mean, I buy my stamps in Market Basket, so I don't have to wait in line at the post office.
I keep buying books of stamps, use 3, then lose the book, buy another book. Then they all show up, then I lose them all again.
That's what everyone does.
Some things I have to mail, some bills I have to mail to pay, and I can't do it. Fucking I do everything online, though.
You go to the drugstore, pay utility bill to the guy working in the back. I'm here to pay the electric bill. What do you mean? I'm a pharmacist. That's all right. It says bills paid here.
Yeah, I used to get my fucking rent check at my liquor store. I'd fucking go down there and fucking send out a fucking Western Union, get a couple of fucking 40 ounces of King Cobra.
Isn't it funny, Western Union, those fucking check cash, all that bullshit, they're thriving. You think,
you can get a money order at the post office, right?
Postal money.
Not too bad. That's cash.
Yeah. I gave a guy a C-note at the airport the other day at the fucking gift shop, right? And he goes, the fucking bill is $50, remember I bought?
Yeah.
He goes, ho-ho! I go, easy, big boy. This ain't the fucking 40s. 100 ain't what it used to be.
Who says that to 100
these days?
The
fucking clerk in a busy airport.
It cost me 100 to leave the house.
Yeah. I go, what are you fucking high? The place was bustling.
Yeah.
He acted like I gave him a home.
No, because everything is, like, you go to those places at the airport now, it's all self-serve, too.
Yeah, no. A lot of that. You know what I'm saying? They got cameras up the fucking ass. I always look around and go, I'm so tempted to walk off with this New Orleans Saint jersey. But you look up, there's not one camera, there's fucking 800 of them.
Right.
Right? They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't worth it.
No. It's just for the rush.
Yeah.
Then you throw it in the barrel. It's just for the rush. The thrill. To feel alive.
Be a man. Experience!
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
You're on live with Be a Man. Hello.
Hey, Tonzo, John, be a man. How's it going?
What's up?
How we doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Listen, I have a quick question because I saw the topic today was going postal. I got to thank you guys because part of the reason I started my company was because of you. I stopped being a little bitch and I started my own construction company.
Good.
But I'm running into a little problem. Some of my clients are just fucking stupid and I want to go postal on them. So, what do you guys say to scenarios like that? How do you
get your money? Get your money first, then go postal. Yeah. Make sure they pay you first.
The area. By the way, I'm in Canada, so everything is ridiculously priced here. So everyone's trying to get a free job or a fucking hand job here. So
what part of Canada?
I live in a small town, but 20 minutes up the highway is an area where a lot of like rich people live. It's kind of like a secluded lake area. A lot of hockey players live. So there's like $2-4 million houses, right? So, you know, they got money, but they're just being fucking dickheads about the invoice. And hey, can you need to chip off a little. It's like, what the fuck? You know, I'm one guy. I'm not running a big fucking show
Do some of them have pets? You can start by killing the pets, poisoning them randomly, sending little subtle messages. I wouldn't do it right away. Right. It's an old cliche, but it's true. Revenge is best served cold.
Yeah, right.
So if you want, you could consult with me, and I'll tell you the fucking scheduling of what to do.
The dosage.
Because you know something? One way or the other, they have to pay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's yeah, well, that's the thing, right? We're such in a weird time with, you know, everything so expensive. No one wants to pay, or, you know, they want a discount. It's just fucking annoying. So, but I just want to see and get your guys' take on it. So, all right. So just be on the counter offensive and then make sure I get my revenge either way.
And and also get used to it, because that's just a part of the fucking game as a carpenter. Because I've been I was in the construction game for like 15 years, and my boss, he would get stiffed all the fucking time, and it's literally just a part of the game.
It's fist or be fisted.
Yeah.
Which one will you be?
Stand up for yourself. Awesome. Be a man. Well,
you'll be all right, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the call and fucking keep killing it. And I'll just be a man about it.
Thanks for calling.
Hell yeah. All right, we got another one from Dallas. This is a question kind of from a fan that wants to know about being a better man.
Hey, be a man and John. What's going on, Tonzo? Recently single because I wasn't where I was supposed to be at. I was good for the most part, but terrible where it counted. How do you go about being a better person? Breaking old habits? I want to be better. But if that ship has sailed with this broad, then it's all good. I'll continue on this journey. But yeah, I'm just looking to see what you guys have to say. Being the actual men we all know and love, that we look up to. What is your guys' advice? Remember, if you're sick at work, die. Be a man.
Well, there's an endless supply, so if this ain't too broad for you, move on to the next one. Find one that is.
Dallas has some urgency in that story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was ripping through that one.
endless supply of broads.
Yeah.
Don't work out with this broad, you find one that will.
You just got to believe deep down, if, you know, they'll find another.
Yeah.
Along the trail of tears.
And one thing about broads, they say they don't want to be with you and this and that. And then, you know, a month later, you fucking, their legs are over your shoulders. So they always come back. They always calm down.
One thing that really does work, and us guys sometimes don't follow the rules properly, is the silent treatment does work. But usually guys are too eager and say, I'm not going to call her for a month, but you end up calling 30 times in a minute anyway.
Yeah.
Blow the whole fucking plan. But if you can, and when you do that, they succumb to it. They don't like it.
Tell them, I agree with you. I don't want to be with you. You're doing the right thing. I understand.
Then you take pictures of yourself. Psychology. Take pictures of yourself in front of a fucking green screen at exotic locales. Say, fuck you. I don't miss you at all. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah. What are you doing? Watching fucking reruns? I'm traveling, bitch. Ever since I got rid of you. This guy.
What's the barber say at 2:30? Next.
That's right.
Be a man. Experience.
And there you have it, my friends. Being the perfectly rational men that we are. We realize that killing your coworker is a bit over the top even for us. Just take a shit in their lunch bag instead. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.